This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You get this guy a hole, he's going to make you miss and go to the crib. The thing about Saquon that people don't know, not only the talent he has, he is so explosive and so fast.
Yeah.
Bro, he's a home run hitter at 225 pounds. You don't really see that. I think Saquon is the reason why we will be in a Super Bowl in New Orleans. And you talk about MVP, that's what MVP is all about. I don't care about all these regular stats and all that, because we can talk about all these other MVPs. What's the difference between those MVPs and Saquon? The difference is he's carrying us. Eagles are not the same without number 26 back there. He got to be an MVP. I know it's a quarterback award. I know that. I get all that. But when you look at these players, look at what are they really bringing to the table. Saquon is not only bringing stats, he's bringing legacy, bro, and he's also bringing a championship opportunity.
That was deep.
That was. And a guy
He was talking fast. You could tell he was passionate about it. He was just flowing on that one.
Yeah, you could tell when we had him in here, that was the voice, of course, LeSean McCoy, that he's enjoying watching a guy like Saquon to carry the torch that he had here about a decade ago when he was a great running back. I think there's probably some pride in there watching Saquon.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, man. It's fun to see him. It's one of those things where watching them play now and seeing the fun that they're having, man, it's nostalgic for anybody that's ever put on an Eagles uniform to see this type of success. And now everybody's thinking back to playoff runs or Super Bowl runs and trying to make comparisons and things of that nature. It's a lovely thing to see. And I'll tell you another thing, man, the timing couldn't be better. You know, it's starting to get a little cool outside, cold, I should say, not cool. You know, this is the time of year where cats make business decisions. I always tell you about that. December, January football.
Oh, yeah.
And Saquon is running like he's a man on a mission.
So let me check in with the weather. Sunday, late afternoon in Baltimore. You ready for this,
it's
Hugh?
It's Baltimore. It ain't going to matter.
Oh, Hugh. You're talking about business decisions on both sides, right?
Business decisions.
We got Derrick Henry on one side. We got Saquon on the other. Sunday evening, at around, let's go, 4:25 kick Sunday?
Yeah.
Guess what that real feel is going to be at kickoff?
20 degrees.
26 degrees,
no,
Baltimore Sunday.
I tell you what, this is one of those games, man, that as a defender, you're like, ooh, we got these young cats back there that been balling. We're going to see what they made of. This is where they say the rubber meet the road.
Yep, yep.
Because Derrick Henry, that's a grown-ass man. Like, you think Saquon big. Wait till you see Derrick Henry out there looking like the Predator. See, big is he about what, 6'4", 6'5"?
He's unreal.
Man, you know, it's funny thinking back, I'm going back in the way back machine, but I remember playing the first time I played against Eddie George. I was like, all right, Damn, that's a big ass dude.
Didn't sound like you wanted to tackle him.
Oh, man, that was like, oh. like, because you got to think. Me and Trot about the same. Like, Trot the middle linebacker. I'm the defensive end. Corey Simon, Hollis, we're all about the same height. Eddie George stood at least 2 inches taller than all of us, and he was a running back. We're like, ah, it's a long day.
6'3", 235 for George.
That's a long-ass day.
Yeah, he was a big-time back.
But those are the kind of challenges that you want because you want to see how you measure up against the big dog.
No, and we're going to see it this weekend. All right, Saquon Barkley, here's what Jaws said about him this morning as we watch a player that's right now on pace to set the single-season rushing record.
You know, the closest I can think of, and I do remember O.J. Simpson's, you know, his run that he when he was at the top of his game. Adrian Peterson, you know, I was working at ESPN doing Monday Night Football, so I was very attuned to what he was doing. This one is really special, I think, primarily because it's kind of unexpected. You know, we were excited to get Saquon and you know, very happy that to have him. But I don't think anyone anticipated the type of year that he's having and hopefully continues to have. So this may be the best run I've seen in maybe a long, long time.
Well, it's one of the best seasons we've ever seen in Eagles history. All right, so I was trying to think through this morning, Hugh, where I would try to place Saquon, what he's doing right now, in terms of the best seasons in Eagles history. You said yesterday this season, like what he's done in these 11 games, puts him in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I made a list here. I have what I consider the top six seasons Eagles history offensively. And I need your guys' help. Where do we slot Saquon in? Right? I did this without Saquon because he's only 11 games in. He hasn't finished this. But I need your help. Where do we slot Saquon? So here's my list. Best Eagles seasons. I'm just going last 25 years. I excluded Randall. I was very young when Randall was at his very best. So I didn't put Randall in.
Good pull. The music is awesome.
Wait, we need the music. There it is. And I put honorable mention. I didn't include Donovan 04 because I felt like someone else in 04 was just even better on his own team. But Donovan 04 was obviously excellent as well with the 30-plus touchdowns. So here's my list. Top six individual seasons as an Eagle. Number one, I have T.O. 2004. And I know he didn't finish the year he got hurt, but I give you extra credit for coming back in the Super Bowl, do what he did.
You started with number one?
I started with one.
I guess I must have been in the top 10 then.
I went offensive players.
I'm hurt.
Number one, I went T.O. Number one, okay? 14 touchdowns in 14 games. And then he comes back and does what he does in the Super Bowl. Number two, I went LeSean McCoy 2013. He led the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He was incredible. Started with that first game down in Washington, and he really never slowed down. McCoy at number two. And he's one of the only ones on this list that actually did it for a whole year. Everyone else has, like, they get hurt. It's kind of rare to have a great Eagles offense who's in that last the entire time. So one T.O., two McCoy. Three, I went Michael Vick 2010. I just thought the wow of Vick in 2010 was as good as anything I've ever seen. That quarter he had against the Giants in the game where obviously Deshaun won on the punt return.
Yeah, that was...
That might be the greatest single quarter I've ever seen a quarterback play.
I remember where I was at.
It was nuts.
I was at David Buss's watching that one, and I came back and gave all the Giants finger. The Giants fans the finger. Because they were winning that game for the most part.
I think they were up three scores entering the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah.
And there was a one play where they blitzed Vic, and Vic went like around the back of all the linemen and out the other side. It was nuts. I put Vic 2010 number three. Number four, Nick Foles 2013, 27-2. One of the it's rare we'll ever see a season like that again in the NFL. That many touchdowns, that few picks. Nick Foles, and of course he left the field with the lead in the playoff game. Let's never forget that. Foles left the field with the lead. 2013, Foles number four. Number five, I put Jalen Hurts 2022. They were 14-1 when he played that year, and he had 760 rushing yards. If he doesn't get hurt, I think he wins the MVP and might rush for 1,000 yards as a quarterback. Hurts, 2022, number five. And number six, I wasn't going to exclude him, but you know how to put him last. Is Carson Wentz 2017. Great year on the list.
Sounds like you don't like Carson Wentz.
I know he wasn't a Wentz guy, but obviously he deserves to be on the list. So I went T.O., McCoy, Vic, Foles, Hurts, Wentz. Wentz is six.
So you made him six.
Less, yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right, so I need your help now. Now that you have the list. And I did it. I did do it on purpose so you could kind of slot Saquon in.
Okay, I thought we were...
I get it. You usually go backwards.
Just say you spoil the surprise.
But I wanted you to see the list in your head, one through six.
You're trying to get our help.
I need your help. Where do we put Saquon?
I would say right off the gate, Kyle, how do you feel? At least somewhere three or four?
Like right now, you're ready to put him there?
So my problem is... I think I'm gonna have to put it ahead of Shady 13.
Well, that means it's number two.
He's gonna shatter his rushing record.
So
like if he gets 2,000 yards,
I know
it's not even close.
Shady had, what was it 1,600?
Yeah,
somewhere in that range. He did lead the NFL in yards from scrimmage that year, which I mean, obviously, just, Saquon could do as well. So that means right now you have this Saquon year at number two, only behind T.O.
Well, T.O.
Woo! All right.
I mean, like, T.O.'s season did get cut short.
It did. Now, to be fair, we're only 11 games in, right? Like,
no, for sure. Just knowing what I know now.
But he came back and dominated the Super Bowl against Belichick.
I know he did.
And maybe the best defense that Belichick ever had,
Let me ask you this. How close was 0-4 T.O.? We won't know because FanDuel wasn't around. MVP odds.
I was trying to think back and remember. I don't. It's hard for me to remember the coverage
of it. Was there T.O. MVP talk?
That I can't recall.
I don't remember
because
either.
We're getting national Saquon Barkley MVP
talk. I think that was the year Peyton Manning threw for like 50 touchdowns for the first time. So like I feel like he was running away with it. Hugh, where would you rank Saquon right now? Best Eagle season we've ever seen. Again, offensive players. I'm not trying to slight anybody in here. I mean, if I did, I'd have to put Reggie, Dawkins.
I mean, honestly, where do you think Hugh would fall on that list of six that you put out?
Defensive players?
Yeah. No, I just like overall.
Oh. Overall?
Either or, yeah. So you gave six players. Where
oh,
would
I put
you
him ahead
slot
of, I put him ahead of Wentz.
Oh, come on.
I got it.
Back on topic. man, that's a tough one. I like what he's doing now, man. But I was a part of what T.O. brought to the table. To me, this is kind of like the Jordan-LeBron conversation. Because when I think of Michael Jordan, I think of Michael Jordan and everything that he brings to there. But the fact that he's still an iconic figure, that cats are still standing in line and his shoes are still selling out, and what he meant to the game of basketball. T.O., when he got to the city, man, we were already a good football team.
Mm.
He just got us over the hump. But he brought a level of celebrity with him as well. That was the first time I met Vivica Fox, was at one of T.O.'s parties. And I was like, man. I was like, it was bananas.
Lock
like, it was just bananas what T.O. meant to the city at that time. Because as soon as I got back, because he was already here, but when I got back, the city was different from the beginning all the way to the end.
Mm.
It was different. Saquon, this is built. This is built over the last couple of weeks. I think that when he first got here, they knew that he would probably be a huge contributor, but not to this point. I think this move right now, when you put it in perspective, and I know it's this story is still being written, but I don't recall anybody. Well, I guess let me pull that one back because they did talk about Christian McCaffrey about
that was the comp, yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of talk about them.
No one, I don't think anyone predicted this quite like this. I mean, you might have said he's going to make them better. Kyle said that, but like, no one predicted rushing record.
There's something to the perception though of like when T.O. got here. I mean, I don't want to. The Todd Pinkston, Freddie Mitchell. No, I'm just saying, like,
greater.
The upgrade was totally ridiculous. And we hadn't seen a season of wide receiver dominance in this city, like, for like a very, very long time. The Saquon one, we're almost like, is this better than a guy that we just saw do it a decade ago in LeSean McCoy? Like, we have something to compare it to.
It was more wow, probably.
Right.
So you asked, Kyle, the MVP stuff. I don't remember the coverage, but I have pulled up the voting. Now, back then, you could only vote for one person from MVP. It wasn't a ballot, right? So you can't see, like, how many votes he got. Peyton Manning won the award with 47 out of 48 votes. Michael Vick got one vote for MVP. But Offensive Player of the Year, T.O., was third. So it was Peyton, Culpepper, Owens. So if I could have, if they had the voting the way they do now, I bet T.O. would have got some like second and third place votes for MVP. That's my guess. That's how great he was. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, maybe we'll put a poll up. Who better offensive season? T.O. 04, Saquon Barkley 2024. I think it's fair to think by the end of the year he could be number two or one. I mean, if he breaks the NFL season rushing record and breaks the record for yards from scrimmage ever in the NFL, it's going to be hard to say this is not the greatest Eagles season we've ever seen.
And I tell you, it's funny because Saquon falls right into what everybody in the city has been clamoring for decades, it feels like.
Run the ball?
Run the damn ball.
Well, it's a run the ball and defense team.
No, I
this is like the ultimate Eagles
team. It's like, it's funny because I think about when Gilly, I saw Gilly do it, Gilly the Kid do an interview, and he was like, in Philadelphia, we want to run the ball. And when we run the ball, we want to run the ball some more. And he is the salve for this wound that we've had for a long time, man. He really, really is. It's ridiculous how in just a few short weeks, this team has gotten back to its identity that has been held for decades. Defense and running the football. So much so that people – I appreciate everybody going out their way to remind me every day in my DMs and on text messages how important this defense is.
Well, it's not going to stop you.
It's a good point.
Appreciate it.
You
keep
had the nerve
keep them coming.
To say in front of this city that defense was a luxury.
And you know what? Listen, I take pride in that take because it took y'all a whole year. It took you people.
I fought you right away.
Y'all fought. Now they fighting harder.
Yeah, well, now I have an army with me. Yeah, but it was just me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because now everybody, like all of a sudden, everybody want to come act like I was crazy, but I wasn't crazy.
You know what
a year
the
and
issue
a half
was?
When I threw it out there.
I know what it was.
Well,
a
you
year
hadn't
and
been
a,
proven wrong yet.
A year and a half ago.
That's what I'm saying. You get my point. So I revel in the fact that it took a year and a half.
A year and
for
a half ago.
To come from my neck.
Yeah, because a year and a half ago, people heard you say it, and I think just their reflex was, well, I have to agree with Hugh. Julio doesn't know anything about football.
No, it was because they saw it, and they knew what I was talking about.
But deep down, they were like, oh, Joe's right on this. Hugh's crazy, but I don't know him well enough to tell him.
Now I got people calling and talking bad about me in other show parts.
That's right. That's how you know you've made it. 215-592-90.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't popping.
That's right. Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Real quick, and don't cut me off because there's a very good point at the end I want to make.
We be cutting folks off, man.
I didn't know that.
This ain't the afternoon show. We let people talk.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. All right, listen. I am on the fence of comparing what we got right now to the 2022 team. I mean, until we get to the playoffs and see what we can do, we'll go from there. But I'll tell you what, right now, we are just – back then in 2022, we were like dogs, like we had dog mentality and all that. Right now, we're just brutal, like we're gladiators, man. That we're just destroying people on the line.
Maulers.
And I'm telling you, they're so big, they're so well coached, and the blocking schemes are unbelievable. And Saquon is so powerful. We have a quarterback and a running back that squats over 600 pounds. There's no linebackers in the league that do that. There's probably not many linemen do that. I mean, these guys are strong, powerful individuals. And right now the scheme is working. And Joe, come on, man, you got to give Nick an extension. What's going on here?
I told you I'm waiting until after the playoffs. Is that like give me a playoff win and then we'll put pen to paper. That's all.
Joe, what you're seeing, the schemes, the blocking schemes, the power. It's just, and the beautiful part is, Saquon everyone's going to start loading the box on him, loading the box on him, and then look at our beautiful receivers
loading
we have.
Loading the box is crazy.
I mean, that offense is going to open up. We will average over 35 points a game for the rest of the
season. All right, everyone take a deep breath. Over 35 per game?
It's
Tom Douglas over here. I mean, like,
whatever it takes.
I know, but like, Tom, if you're right,
the hyperbole on this show today is off the charts.
If you're right on that, then it's eastbound and down, Tom, loading up and trucking because we're going to New Orleans.
Let me do the eastbound and down thing. Don't cut me off here.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do with this. Okay, we're
the variety hour.
Unbelievable, Joe.
Okay. Now Hugh is very, very, very interested in running that bus and the activities that are going to go in that
bus. Yes. That's all he talks about.
Joe, you're a minivan driver.
I am, yes.
Here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Let's somehow find, and back then, I think the Bandit Edition Trans Am was in 1977.
79.
Let's find a black Trans Am, and we'll let Kyle drive that Trans Am leading the bus all the way down.
I'm not driving.
But wait a second. If Kyle drives, he can't participate in any of the fun. He's got to be a responsible driver. That's part of the fun of being on a bus.
I got beers to crack.
Yeah. It was a 77.
This is a beer run, Tommy. Let's call it for what it is. I mean, it's a vehicle to get us down there while we have fun.
Well, he's probably more of the Burt Reynolds than all three of you. But I'm just saying, like, Hugh is the entertainer. He's going to take care of the entertainment on that bus.
Yeah, that's a responsibility, Hugh. You got that?
77 Firebird.
All right, that's Tom. What do you got for us in terms of a holiday tradition for Hugh's Clues? We need a guess.
I'll tell you what. A kiss under the mistletoe.
That's an interesting answer, Tom. Good one. Not it. Now, do you know that?
Still do that?
Sure.
I'm saying, like, you know, at Christmas parties, folks used to get in trouble for the mistletoe.
Well, I don't know if people are doing it at public events.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, back in the day, Christmas parties, people used to, you know, get in trouble for those. I don't think we do that no more.
I don't think it's here in the office, but I do think people still do it. Yeah.
COVID might have put an end to that. No, to be honest with you.
Did COVID ruin the mistletoe?
Yes, I think so.
You want to kiss strangers under the mistletoe?
Ain't nobody kidding.
If you were ever into that, then you might have put a stop.
Maybe I'm in the dark on this. Maybe the mistletoe's dead. I thought it was a good answer.
I mean, it was decent, but I was just thinking, like, mistletoe.
Is this just going to be a day where you just poo-poo everybody's holiday traditions?
This was your clue. You asked people for holiday traditions.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just...
You are.
No.
You threw the wishbone out the window.
When he said the mistletoe, I was like, oh, people be running around just kissing random folks now? That's what I was thinking.
I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. I also don't think it's as dead as you're making it out to be.
I didn't know. Nobody confirmed the wishbone thing, though. So
We both did it. So
how does it go down? Like, you sit at the dinner table.
One person holds one end, one person holds the other.
And
you pull it apart.
And you see, yeah.
No,
and whoever gets
the
bigger part gets good luck.
Hey, Gramps, get over here.
I got the wishbone. Come make a wish. That's what you do.
I don't know.
How do you need this explained to you?
No, because I'm saying... Do yourself a favor.
How Google
do you designate who gets the wishbone?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's a luck thing. Whoever gets the bigger part of it gets good luck.
No, I'm saying who gets the actual wishbone.
I don't know. There's no system to it.
What if there's nobody else around and I get the wishbone and I break it with my hand?
That's cheating.
You know what this proves? I don't even eat meat anymore, and I know this whole thing. You're the plant-based one here. I mean, yeah, this is so plant-based. Really, I don't understand this.
I didn't know that was a tradition.
Just Google Thanksgiving traditions, and the wishbone will be one of the first things to come up.
I'm about to Google it right now.
Right, say Thanksgiving traditions.
I'm Googling it right now.
Let's see what comes up.
This is unbelievably plant-based. All right, Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You got to take the wishbone out and let it dry out for a few days before you can even break it. So I don't know what – I can't believe Hugh doesn't know this.
I did not know. I'm looking at the top 34 Thanksgiving traditions.
This might be a white person thing, Hugh. I'm not sure.
I didn't want to say it.
I'll say it.
We can hear
white,
it
so
when
I
you think that,
it.
Though.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it?
No, we can hear it, yeah.
Been shaming us.
Oh, you know
week.
What number two is?
No, but you're going to give away answers.
Okay, fine.
This is Hugh's Clues.
Don't give away. I got one.
Just let us know if the
win,
wishbone's one of them.
Okay, number three. Wow, I did not know
the wishbone?
I did not know y'all did this at Thanksgiving. I haven't done none of this.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff. Hugh's just looking up white people traditions.
I didn't say that.
Okay. So I do think this team is a little bit better than the 2022 team. I think mainly there's a couple reasons. One, our defensive backfield is much better. because Kyle mentioned it earlier, you know, we got carved up a couple of times, especially, you know, later in the season or in the playoffs. Like, with it, there's no getting carved up right now with this team. And the defensive line is coming into their own, as they say, where they're not getting a ton of sacks, but they're putting enough pressure on the quarterbacks, you know, for the defensive backs to, you know, hold it down on the back end of it. And I would like to say that I think they finally figured out that Jalen doesn't have to throw the ball 40 times for us to win a game. We have Saquon, no doubt. But we're, you know, this whole thing about paying him a lot of money and he's got to do this and do that, you don't really need to do that. Like, they figured out that let's throw the ball 25 times and run the ball 25, and that's how we're winning.
Mm-hmm. All right, I agree with that, Jeff. I mean, as long as they can follow that path, I think they'll be fine. Now, I think it's hard to do that all the way. At some point, I think they're going to have to throw a lot to win a game. But I pointed out the Seahawks in 2013 did it. Barrett Brooks texted Hugh and said his team in 2005, that's still like once in a while.
Tried to beat Brooks.
Yeah, once in a while, there's a year where a team wins on running the ball and defense, and the quarterback is good, but not the driving force. And it could happen.
The caller, Skyler, earlier in the day was talking about what if we get into a shootout. Mm-hmm. I think this defense is good enough that we won't get in a shootout. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that'll be a thing for this team. I'm not worried about the defense as I used to be, you know, last year.
Well, I'm not, Jeff. I'm not either. I think you're right. I think if they get, like, the Lions, the Chiefs, and Jeff, we appreciate it. Probably the two ones you'd be like, can they hold them down, especially the Lions? But I think they keep that game in the 20s. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to your phone calls on all this. We got to give you a second clue because Hugh's not handling the first one very well at all.
No, I'm looking at these. Okay, it just popped up, but it's 27th on the list of holiday, the Thanksgiving traditions.
Wishbone?
Yes.
I Googled it like a second ago. It was the third thing that popped up on the list.
On the list that I'm looking at, Kyle, it's 27th.
You click some link. If you Google it, it'll come up right on your screen, buddy.
How about they say you let the kid? I've never let the kids serve dessert. That's on the list, too. Let the kids serve the dessert.
My kids would eat the whole dessert before it gets out to the table. And when we get back, what do we think it will actually take for Saquon to win the MVP? We'll lay out the path to that next. 215-592-9494. T.O. or Saquon, who had the better year? 04 T.O. This year, Saquon. And are you ready to say this team is better than the 2022 Eagles that made the Super Bowl? We'll discuss it all. Midday Show.